The Little Book of Calm, written and read by me, Dr. Aaron Balick. About the author. I am a clinical psychotherapist with 20 years of experience. I've taken the amazing insights from psychology out of the consulting room and made them accessible to the wider world. I've been an agony uncle on CBBC and BBC Radio 1, as well as a mental health expert on television, online, and in print. I speak internationally, offering a better understanding of the psychology of everyday life. I live in London, where I am the director of an innovative psychology hub, Stillpoint Spaces. Introduction. Sometimes life can be a struggle, and finding calm in the face of life's challenges doesn't always come naturally. Once we accept that these challenges are life, not something apart from it, we can meet them with equanimity. As a psychotherapist, I've worked with hundreds of people to help them find this equanimity in relation to their life's challenges. I have learned that there's no magic bullet that works for everyone. The trick is to find strategies that work for you, and the rest is about acceptance. I have also learned that most people underestimate their capacities to meet their life's challenges. I never cease to be amazed by what people can accomplish when they let go of their imagined limits and face their possibilities with an open heart. This book is drawn from my experiences across the years of working with people to help them find the resources they need, not only to meet life's challenges, but to revel in them. Different approaches speak to different people, so I suggest you find the ones that ring true for you. Each section offers either an accessible suggestion or technique to help you find calm, or a different way of seeing the world that may better enable you to accept life's difficulties as they come along. Each suggestion comes straight from clinical experience, the latest research, psychology and philosophy, or via the mouths of those much wiser than I. Listen to this audiobook straight through, or dip in and out at random. Think on it. Practice it. Find your calm. What is anxiety? Anxiety is universal. It's an uncomfortable and unnerving feeling of worry or concern. Often, we feel anxious about an actual thing, but anxiety can also be free-floating or undirected. Most of us experience anxiety about something that might happen in the future, anticipatory anxiety, or about something that happened in the past, retrospective anxiety. On a more profound level, there is existential anxiety, those discomforting feelings we have about our place in the world, the meaning of life, big life choices, change, aging, and the knowledge that someday we will die. While it is natural to feel anxiety occasionally, it can impact negatively on your life if you feel it constantly or especially strongly. Sudden bouts of anxiety are called panic attacks. The good news is that you don't need to be powerless in the face of your anxiety. You can learn to control it. And some of the ways to do that are actually quite simple. You can also learn to expand your tolerance of anxiety so when you do experience it, it isn't so bad. Anxiety can be a fact of life, but by keeping it in perspective, it doesn't have to get in the way of you enjoying your life. What does not destroy me makes me stronger. Friedrich Nietzsche. Cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine. These hormones are the holy trinity of stress. They're behind the butterflies in your stomach and the buzzing in your brain. Adrenaline and norepinephrine work together towards your fight or flight response. You can literally feel them pumping into your chest when you've been given a good scare. Cortisol is slower to kick in, but similarly prepares your brain to be awake for life's challenges. If we're stressed a lot, our levels of cortisol can remain high. While our bodies mean well by producing these hormones to prepare us for life, more times than not, they overestimate that threat, and we get worked up for nothing. By learning to respond to stress triggers in better ways, we can also train ourselves not to overreact, which means a calmer response to just about everything. Work yourself up or work yourself down. Whenever you find yourself getting wound up and anxious about something, you can go one of two ways: work yourself up or work yourself down. Next time you notice your worrying thoughts swirling around with images of disaster lining up in some sadistic competition to scare you witless, you can be sure you're working yourself up. You'll know this because your breathing will be faster, your heart rate will increase, and you'll be thinking thoughts at the speed of an Olympic velodrome champion. that's your sign to stop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?